At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome, everybody, back into Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right, I'm excited for the guest I'm about to bring on, but real quick, check out all things 93.7 The Ticket on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, theticket.com, also Carriker Chronicles. Mostly the website, CarrickerChronicles.com, and Carriker Chronicles on YouTube as well. And now it is official. DP, Derek Pearson, and I, every Tuesday throughout the summer, we will be dropping that knowledge, hopefully a little bit anyways. We will be agreeing, disagreeing, and having fun chatting a little bit of pro wrestling throughout the summer here every Tuesday going forward. But now I want to bring on my guest. Now, this is a man who received his PhD from UNL, consulted more than 100 companies and several Fortune 500 corporations on team building and executive leadership. He's been a sports psychologist and helped more than 40 collegiate teams, numerous pro teams, been a part of 22 national championship teams, 3 with the Huskers, 94, 95, 97, the football team. Also advised NASCAR teams, Olympic medal winners. Okay, and he's been a sports psychologist at UNL. He was for 15 years, Creighton for 16 years, UNO for 30 years. He's been married for 50 years. I'm not going to lie. That's the one that stuck out the most to me. He's also a member of the Board of Regents, Mr. Jack Stark. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, man. Right out the gate. 50 years of marriage. Yeah. Give me some advice. What can I do? I'm going on 18, so I'm not doing bad. What's your biggest advice?
Well, I congratulate you because you turn 40, you got 6 kids. You got some. You got your hands full, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, I do.
That's why you don't have a lot of hair, huh?
Oh, it's still there, but it's going faster than I'd like. I will admit that.
Yeah. Well, we always had a rule, and I always told my patients, one night a week she would get off. She could go in the other room. One night a week I would take off. I usually did Monday nights so I could watch TV and give them pizza. Watch the football. Then one night was date night, and one night's family night, and you switch off. And then every 3 months, you take a 2-day vacation without the kids. Every 7 years, you do a marriage retreat. So that's how it worked. So,
you got to
stick to it and work at it. But I was blessed too. That helps.
That is. I got to be honest. I feel like I should have been taking notes. That was honestly a lot of great advice right there. And I've got it in my head. When we hang up here, go to break, I'm going to write that stuff down.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
man.
No problem. Sure.
So from a sports perspective, so being a guy who played in the college and in NFL, and I coach kids now, okay, I've coached for the past 7 years youth sports. I head coach on average 3 teams a year, assistant coach of 4. So it's very basic math. I've been a part of coaching 28 teams, head coach 21 youth sports teams. And I feel like my wife and I are the only two coaches that I'm aware of in the area where we currently live, and we're in the process of moving back to Lincoln, that focus as much on the neck up as the head down. I feel like everybody else is so focused on the neck down. It's the 6 inches between the ears that there's a lot of talented people on planet Earth. I mean, there's literally millions of people with so much insane athleticism. It's crazy. But there aren't anywhere near that many people that, you know, play beyond high school. Not that that's the only barometer, but talk to me, because I value the psychological part of sports as much or more than just about anybody I know. Okay, so talk to me. How important is the mental approach, psychology, to an athlete and their performance?
Well, this is how I explain it. in high school, it's physical is 50%, mental is the other 50%. College, it's 80% mental, 20% physical. And pros, it's like 95% mental. Because they're all good. They're all talented, right? You played with them. The thing that I think that maybe made a difference for you, because I was with you for your freshman year there, because I was there till 2003 with Solich, is we had a culture embedded by Tom Osborne. Tom Osborne has a PhD in psychology, the only one in the nation. And he was in the same exact, I grew up 5 miles from him in Hastings, like you from Hastings. And then I got my PhD in the same department, same training, behavioral stuff. So I didn't have to explain a lot to him. He appreciated the mental part. And you, playing at a very high level in the pros, you knew, I mean, particularly being that rush in and stuff, you had to out-figure the guys out, right? Constantly figuring out their moves. But I am stunned like you. I've been in this business forever. And I am stunned the number of coaches that just don't, they just think it's psychobabble or hooey or... And it's partly because they don't know how to do it. So when I work with people, like I get calls every night from kids, you know, I do freebie. I've been doing freebie stuff for 40 years. I say, okay, I want your mom or dad or your coach to be on the line because I want to give it away. I don't charge, never have charged. High school, college, a little bit in the pros. But so the mental part. So what I did is, if you'll probably remember, I went and did a lot of research on it, and I went and made tapes, audio tapes. And I download into people's phones now. In the old days, I did the cassettes. People look at me like, okay, what's a cassette? then we had the disc and stuff. But being able to, and so I got 130 players. I can't work with everybody before the game. Like with Doug McDermott, I did hypnosis every single game for 4 years at Creighton, every game, home and away, or 5 years in the pros. And now he does it on his own. And it's such a discipline because – you get too hyped up. And so I kind of, you know, you figure the personality out. And then each of my, and I have six tapes, and each of them are designed to help a person, whether it's, first one is just overall anxiety. Second one is kind of a panic attack, or I'm right in the middle of things. Third, I can't stop thinking about things. I obsess on losing. Fourth, I can't visualize what I'm supposed to do or go. Fifth is hypnosis pre-event. I get calls every year. Hey, we're going to be in the state tournament this weekend. Can you help us? Oh, my God, give me 4 or 5 days. So I teach them how, and then sixth one is sleep. And I'm doing a new book on it. I'm giving it away. Ted Carter, the Top Gun, former president of the university, and Top Gun of Top Gun, the whole movie was made about him. So we're doing it together so I can have a chapter on each of those. And I'm giving it away, trying to find money to give it away to kids. But so I've been doing the mental stuff, and I'm like you. I'm still amazed at particularly at your level. God bless you for doing all that. That's pretty impressive for all those teams. But you and your wife, I love doing the workshops, teaching coaches. I've done a lot of state high school coaches conventions to national. I've done American Football Coach Association, hockey, basketball, all the ADs in the country. I'm still stunned. When I did all the ADs in the country, I was stunned at the number of people that kind of want to do it, but they don't know how to get into it. I mean, they don't know where to start. So you're right. It's important. And the guys who do it and good at it, man, it pays off. And so I ask players, I'll finalize this on the note. I ask people, how many practices you had that are just mental, not physical? And they look at me, this blank stare, and they go, well, none. I go, exactly. You don't have a single practice just mentally. A lot of the guys, the golfers do this a little bit. Preseason, they'll just do the mental. And particularly when guys get hurt, guys or gals, then that's when you really want to do the mental, because your brain doesn't remember a month or two later, did you actually practice or did you just go through the practice in your mind watching the team work out? It gets embedded. Mm-hmm. So that's why I watch like a Larry Bird could come back quicker with a bad back because he did that mental stuff. Although a lot of them didn't talk about it. So that's my thing on the mental stuff.
So a couple of things. Did you say the Top Gun is based on Ted Carter? Is that what you said?
Well, a lot of it, because that whole scenario of diving down and shooting him, he did that was him. He did. He worked with Tom Cruise. So they took a lot of the stuff off. Look, what he did is they had six planes. I think these were F-14s, and they were 6 inches apart. And they flew together, six of them, I think, 6 inches apart for 4 hours. They came in. They had the guy ahead of him shot his missile into a bunker, 4-foot bunker. He shot a missile 1 second behind, went through a shaft to blow up the communications thing. So that concept came from Ted Carter. Yes. By the way, he has 225 combat missions, 2,000 carrier landings. He has the records and all of them. We never really appreciated all that stuff. The guy's got 2-3 pages of medals. He's an incredible guy. I don't know how he's alive.
That is a lot. All of that is amazing. So I knew some of that about the former president Ted Carter here at Nebraska. I had no idea about the Top Gun stuff, working with Tom Cruise. One last question about that. But I'm just curious. Do you know how he got affiliated with working with Tom Cruise? Do you know that at all? How that kind of came to be?
I'm not totally sure, but they brought him back. I don't know if that was during before he came here to us. But he was at the head of the Naval Academy, so some of that, you know, the filming was done a number of years back. So he was, and then there's the plane outside the Naval Academy. It's his plane. It's got his name on it. Slapshot.
Oh wow.
He used to play hockey, and so spent 2 terms being head of the Naval Academy, and then before that he did a 2-year term and head of the War College. So this dude's been around. You go from War College to one of the Naval Academy, and he's a sports addict because he played hockey at the Naval Academy, and he was captain. By the way, I don't know if you know the history in hockey, but if you get a C on your jersey, that's a really big deal. That it's nothing like. There's no other sport that has the history associated with that C on your jersey like hockey. It's an old thing. So
wow,
but yeah, a lot of it had to do with Ted's background stuff. So. We did a special thing. We invited a couple hundred people, put on a showing of Top Gun. He talked a little bit about what he did and what he went through and stuff. And we had a dinner afterwards. It was a blast. Mr. Yanny in Omaha did it, put it on for him.
I feel like we could do an entire interview about this. This is incredibly fascinating stuff. I might have to bring you on again in the near future. I do want to get back to the sports psychology part of this, because something that Matt Rhule has talked about, that is, my mind is blown by a lot of things you just told me about the whole Top Gun and Ted Carter, which some of it I knew. But anyways, I'm excited to hear about that more in the future. I want to bring you back on, but let's get back to the sports psychology part of it, because Matt Rhule has said that the team that Nebraska had last year, okay, Monday through Friday, was different than the team on Saturday. Like, they didn't quite play as well in the games as they did in practices, as they performed in practices. And he said, you know, there were some guys he knew that they came in at halftime and they'd be worried about trending on some sort of social media platform, like if they messed up or screwed up, am I all of a sudden trending? Which, I'll be honest with you, if people who've never been in that position want to laugh at that thought, that's an easy thing to do if you've never been in that position. If you've been in that position or at least been analyzed to any sort of a higher degree, it's very easy to understand why they might feel that way. So what advice would you give the players on how they take their performance and practice to the games? And also, like, there's such scrutiny on social media today. What advice would you give them on dealing with that?
Well, first of all, what's the problem? The problem is it's 3 times harder today to do the mental. Why do I say that? Because think about it now. It's NIL money, millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to cap players and we're going to pay them. These guys, and then now we're having people bet on individual players. Think about that. Everything you do. I mean, all those O-linemen, D-linemen could get buried and stuff. Now everybody gets, and the media attention is crazy. So now the mental part can really get in your head. Before, the reason why we had such a great culture, I think a lot of it was because of Unity Council. Guys were helping each other out. They look out after each other. And if they were doing anything wrong, they get a talking from Jason, Peter, and Grant Wistrom. I mean, they'd say, dude, you're not going out drinking on Thursday night. You understand what I'm saying? And they just took care of things. And they held people accountable. That's the problem. Today, it's hard to hold them accountable because so many people are in their head. And you gotta, it's a culture thing. You gotta have a really tight unity council, and it's really hard to do because everybody's on a different pay scale. And then they don't stick around for 4 years. Before, we always had them for 4 or 5 years. Now it's really tough. They're there for 1 year, maybe two. But I like what Matt Rhule's doing. Matt Rhule has one of my colleagues, which told me nuts, said to me, nobody cares about the 90s. I say, oh, really? why is Matt Rhule totally, he's totally identifying and doing everything Tom Osborne did. He had a long talk with him when he came here. What's he doing? Remember, we went from a 5-2 to a 4-3 and thought that was a big deal. We went after speed. Well, he's going to a 3-4 and getting speed. He's doing 3 or 4 or 5 different units every day going against each other. Most teams do have 1 or 2 out there. Everybody sits down. So he's told, and he knows he's got to have a running game in November. So he's adopted everything with Tom. But I don't think the culture has really. And it takes 3 years to build a culture. Because when I told Osborne after the 90 season that we needed to change things. That's when I implemented the 91 Unity Council. I told him, I said, Coach, in 3 years, I think we'll win a national championship. I thought I was crazy saying it. He looked at me and said, you don't understand. This better work now. Well, what happened? 3 years? We had one fingertip loss of championship. Then we went 60-3 during that 5 years. 60-3. What? Why was it? We had good players, but, man, we had such incredible unity. Guys got along, and we worked individually in depth with all of these guys and their coaches on the mental part of the game. They knew they could call me anytime, night or day. I'd get out of bed, go down there. They'd stand beside me on the sidelines and say, Jack, I need to talk to you. They didn't want anybody to know about it. I made home calls almost every other day. I would make a home call at night, see the guys. So there's a lot going on with these guys. If they got a problem with their girlfriend, their mom, their dad, their brother, their sister, whatever's going on, you got to deal with it. You got to be embedded. I hope that answers your question.
No, that was great. So you are on the Board of Regents. So I'd be remiss and answer this however you want. Okay. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, were you guys caught off guard with Trev Alberts going to A&M? And the Board of Regents took a lot of heat at one point. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that was fair or not? Like, okay. What are your thoughts on that whole situation?
Okay, so I knew Trev his first day on campus, okay? And I followed him. I was at UNO all the years he was there. So I've known Trev for a long, long time. So it totally caught us off guard. I haven't been as involved with him as some of the other, maybe a couple other Board of Regents, because I'm trying to give him some space. You know, I know how hard it is to be an athletic director. When I spoke to all athletic directors, I was shocked. Adam, I was shocked at how many were burnout, etc. It's a very difficult job. But he left. If he were my son, I would have told him to leave, because he wants to do something different. This is my opinion. He tried to become college football playoff. He applied for that. He wants to be maybe a commissioner. Being an AD is a step towards that. But he knows things are changing. Remember, he brought in Tony Petitti, the Big Ten commissioner, and 2 weeks later he made his announcement to leave. But Tony Petitti said, man, things are changing. I mean, this whole model is totally going to change. You got to be in here in the Big Ten with the big boys. You got to be having these programs. And I think that had an impact on him. So it caught us off guard. I think he'll do fine. I mean, they got a great program there. They got more money. So there's just some things at a bigger facility, bigger state, more population you can do. We're constantly dealing. We're a land-grant university. We've got to take care of everybody. But we don't have the population. We don't have $1 billion in research or 10, 20 billion in stashed away in scholarship money that we can give away each year to the foundation. So there's just certain challenges we got to deal with. And it's hard. It's hard. We're working on it. We're working on AAU. Got to keep that. We got to get that back because we're only 1 out of 18 now. So that's what we're working on a lot.
All right, last question. I appreciate your time. Then I'll let you get out of here. Obviously, you know a lot about former President Ted Carter. There was a thought that maybe it was taking too long to find his replacement. We know who the next president will be, Dr. Jeffrey Gold. So my question is this, the amount of time, you know, to find his replacement, did you think it was a fair amount of time? And what excites you and the other Board of Regents so much about Dr. Jeffrey Gold as he's going to be our new president?
Good question. Good question. So, as you know, I've been around here. I went to school here. My graduate work, I've taught at the Med Center for 10 years. I worked with all the campuses, taught in all of them. So Dr. Gold has one of the most impressive resumes I've ever seen. I mean, he runs a $3 billion operation. The Med Center, $3 billion a year. $1 billion for the medical school, and then $2 billion for almost 1,000 doctors that do 1.5 million patient visits through Nebraska Medicine. So he's got the background experience, but you have to have that academic background to be able to get AAU. That's what we're excited about. I miss Ted Carter. I don't think we really, in my opinion, appreciated his abilities and knowledge. But the average length of time is 4 or 5 years. Adam, it's a really hard job. Nobody wants these jobs. There's so many openings for presidents around the country. I mean, it's crazy. They're turning them down because nobody wants them. Because you don't last long. You know, you get death threats. People come to your house. You know, it's brutal. We've all experienced this with border regions. It's not good. But I think he's going to do an excellent job. He's already talked to, you know, Matt Rhule and Troy Dannon, and he loves sports. He's not as big a sports guy background as maybe as Ted was, but he knows how to set up the system and the budget, and he's going to do it. The most important thing he can do for the football program is get us academically improved and get us into AAU.
All right, Jack, I appreciate your time. Thank you for joining me. I'd love to have you on the program again at some point in the future. So many more questions I'd love to ask you and pick your brain at some point, but I appreciate your time today. Thank you for joining me, my friend.
All right, take care, buddy. Thanks, bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you fine folks tomorrow. Actually, Steve Taylor will be dropping that knowledge noon to 1 p.m. tomorrow, and then the Big Ten Show Thursday live on Friday. Until next time, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the buzz.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.